Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara winds down its presentation on the demons and swings back to analyzing the halachos of preparing for the Seder, for the Pesach Seder that we learned in the Mishnah. The halacha that we learned is that one must drink no less than 4 cups of wine at the Seder, even for the per person, for the ani, who is supported by the Tamchoi. The Tamchoi is the communal charity plate. And so the Gemara comes and asks, Pshita, what's the novel idea? So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who has a general teaching, which will appear again in tomorrow's daf, when we learned back on Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, in discussing the concept of Onik Shabbos, that it's preferable to make one Shabbos, to say Shabbatcha Chol, it's preferred to make one Shabbos look more like a weekday due to a lack of funds to enhance the Shabbos meal with nicer foods rather than being needy and dependent on others. But when it comes to the 4 cups, even Rabbi Akiva holds that an ani, a poor person, should use the tzedakah, should use the communal tzedakah, mishum pirsume nisa, because of the importance of publicizing, making great the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim. One halacha from here is brought by the Magen Avram in Or Chaim Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph. Says the Magen Avram, he's discussing a person who only has sufficient food for 2 meals of Shabbos. Should that person split the 2 meals into 3 meals? Says the Magen Avram, he should not do so. And the source that he gives is Rabbi Akiva of Ar Gemara, Sei Shabbos Chachol. It's preferable to have 2 satisfying meals than 3 meals that are not so filling. So let's learn now the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Matnos Anim, where he applies this idea of a Gemara. It's Hilchos Matnos Anim, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches. Says the Rambam, an unbelievable thing. It's so important that a person should strain himself and endure hardship and not come to be dependent on others rather than cast oneself. Says the Rambam, the rabbis teach us, and he brings our Gemara, rather than be dependent on others. Even a person who's a leader, a wise person, an honored person, but he's poor, yasok ba'umnus, he should go work, he should go get a job and do what needs to be done in order to be able to have a parnasa, v'afilu ba'umnus minuvelas, v'lo yitztarech l'prios, even a craft that's a menial craft, v'afilu v'mutav lifshot or behemos nevelos, Lo yomar la'am chacham gadol ani kohen ani parnasuni. It should even to stretch leather from an animal than to say, I am a great sage, I'm a priest, please feed me. It's an unbelievable Rambam. Says the Rambam at the end of a kach, tzivu chachamim gdoyle chachamim ayumim chotve eitzim of the shchazal. They were wood choppers, nosiakoros, they carried the schlep the wood, shavim mayim, and drew the water, laginos osia barzel. They were iron makers, charcoal, v'lo shalom in etzibor. They made a living for themselves. V'lo kibul mehem kishenastu lehem. And we see in the Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish has an amazing comment in Maseches Baba Kama on page Chav Gimel there. He says, near the Bashar Mitzos Aseh Chai Vaskers, he has a debate. Should a person go into such a thing? Should a person not go do a work that maybe is a little bit degrading? And he seems to come out the importance of the Parnassa in this case overrides some of those concerns. We'll wind up with some Divrei Hisorus, first from Rabbi Tzadok. Tzadok is a beautiful diuk. The language of the Gemara is to say Shabbat Chachol. Say Shabbat Chachol. The Chazal didn't speak about the sudos, didn't speak of the meals, they spoke about Shabbat Cha, which shows, says Rabbi Tzadok, that the central feeling of Kedusha Shabbos is what we feel when we have a beautiful Suda Shabbos. And with it, Shabbos becomes, and without it, if a person's unable to have such a thing, Shabbos can chas Hashem become my chol. But Chazal didn't say, aseh Shabbat chol. They didn't say make Shabbos like a weekday. Why? Because you can't change the status of Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos is kviya v'kaima. The Kedusha of Shabbos is inherent, it's essential. And therefore, Shabbat Cha, it's your experience, so we have to do everything we can to be able to enable our experience to be enhanced. Finally, it's brought in the Baal Shem Tov al Torah. What will a poor person do for Onik Shabbos? What's he going to do? Aseh Shabbat Chachol. He quotes the Ramah. Beautiful. That part of Onik Shabbos is not just the food, but it's the Talmud Torah. It's the Tefillah. He says, Ela ha'onik hu ikur me'etzim kedushas Shabbos. The Onik Shabbos that we can gain through Talmud Torah, through learning, through davening, that can be experienced by every person, no matter the circumstance.